Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm very glad to be again in company of Michel Franco, who is here in Venice to present Nuevo Orden,
sí.
In competition. Welcome back on Fred.
I'm excited to be here and to be out of my house and out of my country, but especially to present a movie in a festival. It's close to my heart.
And let's say that we're in the film, we're showing a dystopian future, but the feeling, the strong feeling, is that dystopian, not so much.
I think it's fair to say that the dystopian scenario is getting closer by the day. But we have it coming, because if we haven't learned and we're not willing to make a few changes, we will arrive to something similar to what's portrayed in my movie. Not necessarily that way, that's what we have coming if we don't change. I think that's the purpose of the movie, is to make cinema. I don't make movies to pass a message. But if there's something to take out from the experience of watching, is come on, let's not arrive to that point.
In the press conference, somebody said that it's a j'accuse towards military groups, and the elite. But I had to say that I didn't feel it like that. I felt it like nobody's safe. There are no winners. I mean, it's not...
You're right.
You're not right. Attacking
Absolutely.
One group. You're attacking
Absolutely.
Everybody, because
yeah.
we're all
yeah. The only I'm openly saying I disagree with this military and corrupt government. Those are the only ones. But I agree with what you're saying. It's not about poor against rich. Actually, it's funny. In the film, it's not even stated that they are poor. Everyone that's dissatisfied and out for a revolution. That's people projecting themselves, saying, they're doing that because they're poor. In Chile, when the protests drove crazy the country, or the yellow vest, they're not poor. They're middle class, but they're tired. It's not about poverty. It's not that simple. So I agree with you. Everyone loses.
How did you work on portraying violence? I mean, I found that sometimes the non-violent scene were more violent for me. I mean, in a way that you're seeing that they didn't really understand what was happening. They kept acting the wrong way. I don't know.
Later in the movie.
In the movie, yes.
Yes, I heard that when I invited, when I'm editing, I always invite a couple of friends or to have a... objective point of view, and I heard that they really don't learn. They keep falling into the same in the same mistakes. But that's what we're doing in reality. And my characters don't learn. And you'd be sure by watching the movie they've been taught the lesson. But actually, they become worse. They judge the wrong people. They instead of learning. They go into the darker path.
I was telling Nayan that it made me think about this Latin saying that mors tua vita mea, your death, my life. I mean, it's all this mechanism that it scares me, because even with what we're living in today, during the lockdown, even in Italy, we're all like, we will get better. We will finally enjoy being together and being kind and blah, blah. And even if there are some virtuous behaviors, let's say that the rest of us are starting again in a way.
Absolutely. And I don't see people genuinely worried to feed those who are out of jobs and to find a new system so these people have at least their basic needs covered. And you hear people saying, I'm fed up with the lockdown, I'm depressed. And who do you live with, alone or with one person or with two kids? There's people living with eight people in a house, and they, in Mexico, often they have no water. They have water every other day. So ask them to clean their hands. But the problem is that, and also that we don't care. If I'm doing fine at my place, and I have quick internet, you know, fantastic internet, and I can stream everything, who cares? You know, it's not my fault. How many times I've heard, it's not my fault. Let the government take care of it. I don't even know what my movie is about. It's about many things at the same time, hopefully. And I like that. And who, like you said, everyone loses, but what character would I defend? None of them. And who am I judging? Either. I'm not judging them, but there's a lot of ambiguity in the movie. It's very ambiguous. And that was challenging. I wanted it to be ambiguous. You know what I mean by...
Yes. It had to be. It's like this. It's not this topic. It's not a genre film. It's, in this sense, it's reality.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. Hopefully the characters and the way they relate to each other, it's reality. But within a dystopic genre cinematic. I think that helps, and it makes it much appealing to broader audiences, because we know it's not real. We know it's not going to happen like that.
You anticipated my last questions, and so genre can help, you know, in a way.
I think so, because it gives you a certain distance.
I agree.
As opposed to watching, and also it gives me a lot of freedom. I wouldn't make a documentary, I think. I mean, maybe one day I'll change my mind, but the commitment one has to have with reality, it's a strong one. And by setting this in the near future, whatever that means, you know, like, when people get too stressed watching my film, I tell them, relax, it's just a movie, you know? But if you're seeing yourself portrayed in it, and that adds anxiety, that's your problem, man, not mine.
Good luck with this very powerful film, and I won't be the only one to think that tonight. So good luck for
Speriamo.
Tonight's premiere.
Grazie.
Thank you, Michel Franco, for being here talking about Nuevo Order, The New Order by Nuevo Orden. The New Order, screening at the 77th Venice International Film Festival in competition. I'm Chiara Nicoletti. This is Fred, the Festival Insider. Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.